Well, in the earliest days of COVID-19, back at the end of March, so many people and churches and businesses went into preservation mode, and understandably so. There was no way to know how far and wide-reaching the pandemic was going to become. But remember how hard it was at one point to find hand sanitizer or toilet paper? There was all sorts of even humor about that as well. But many were thinking food would be in short supply back at the end of March, early April. Well, that's when I heard the voice of God for the first time in several words that God gave me during the pandemic. I was unsure how to navigate through the crisis until I heard God speak very clearly to me. And this is what he said early on. He said, I want you to believe me for increase. He said, you can decrease all by yourself. God has a sense of humor. He said, son, you can decrease all by yourself. But with me, he said, you're going to increase. So I privately was believing for increase, but I wasn't ready to tell people that. I thought it was going to sound, I don't know, insensitive or even crazy. But I knew I had heard the voice of God. So today's program is from when I finally spit it out to our online church community and to our global ministry. At a time when it seemed like there was not going to be enough money, not enough food, not enough ventilators, not enough masks, I declared enough of the not enoughs. Our God is more than enough. And that's what I'm declaring over you. That's when I shared this word called, I call it expect increase. And I go over 7 biblical things that God wants to increase you in. This was during the height of the lockdown, and God began to bless so many people around me and so many people around the world with increase in their life. And so today, I want you to expect increase in these 7 ways as you're going to hear this word today. So check this out, and I'll be back. Man, I'm telling you, God said, believe me for increase. He said, believe me for increase, not decrease. Because we all went into this mode, I think all over the world, we went into this mode like, okay, we got to learn to manage how we're going to handle, how we're going to deal with less income in our lives, less income in our families, less income. We're gonna have to handle less people in church. And the fact is we're reaching more people in church now. We're reaching, I don't even have the statistics, but I've been told at least 2 to 3 times more people are experiencing our church than they were before this hit. Now, I'm not saying that God sent this. I don't believe God sends any disease. God sent Jesus. God sent his word to heal you and deliver you from destruction. Psalm 107 verse 20 says, God sends Jesus to bring salvation and healing. But God does bend the things that the enemy sends. Amen. He does bend what the enemy sends. And so everybody was getting ready for going into decrease mode, going into preservation mode, going into starvation mode, going into everybody was getting, remember toilet paper was so hard to find, hand sanitizer. I don't know what the other things were necessarily, but, and God just made it clear to me, believe me for increase, not decrease. And then he laughed with me and he said something funny to me and he said, you can have decrease on your own. See, we don't need God to have decrease. We can have decrease on our own. He said, but with me, I will give you increase. So I know it's bold for me to talk about that in a time where everybody's sort of trying to preserve, and God wants us to be set free, to believe him. Because if we can't believe him in tough times, are we really believing him in the good times? Or are we believing in the good things during the good times? Or are we believing God is the giver in the good times and that God is the supplier in the tough times too? God will supply at all times. And you know what's left for me to do? The Bible says, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Let's come to the table that he set for us. It's a table of increase. Wow, Lord, in this pandemic, you could actually bring increase to my finances. You could actually bring increase to my joy. You could actually bring increase to my peace. Yes. Yes. He's the God of increase. You know, in Genesis 26, it says there was a famine in the land, and Isaac went to the king of the Philistines, and the Philistines represent the world system. You know, the Philistines represent those without a covenant. Remember? Goliath was the Philistine, and he was the uncircumcised Philistine. The circumcision represented the covenant. So the Philistines represented being without a covenant. Isaac was a man who had a covenant, but this man who had a covenant decides he's going to go down to talk to the Philistines about the famine, and God interrupts him and says, no, son, you don't go to rely on the uncircumcised, lack of covenant world system for me to supply in your life. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to increase you. And the Lord said, don't go down to Egypt. Don't go down to the world. Don't go down to the Philistines. Don't go down to the world system. Don't go relying on what this world can do for you. God said, I want to do it for you. He said, I'll multiply you. Go to the land that I tell you, and I'm going to multiply you, and I'm going to increase you. And the devil's a liar trying to tell you that you're done. You'll never start your business again. Yes, you will. You know what? One door closes and a better door opens, because God is the God of open doors. He will open the doors that no man can shut. God is the God of open heavens. God is the God of open doors. God is the God of open pastures. God is the God of open blessing. God is the God of more than enough. And he's going to show up in that way in your life if you'll let him. So Isaac sowed in the land, and he reaped that same year, the land of famine in the year of famine, and he reaped a hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. And the Lord blessed him. And he became rich and continued to grow richer until he became very wealthy. And I'm not here to talk to you about, you know, give an offering and God will make you wealthy. I'm here to tell you that you have a covenant with the God of increase. And I'm here to just tell you the truth about what God wants to do in your life. Whether we're in a land of famine, whether we're in a land of viruses, whether we're in a land of sickness or disease, whether we're going to be betrayed, whether we're going to be denied, whether we're going to suffer some difficult times, God is going to show himself strong on your behalf and in your life. Let me read you a scripture. What did Jabez say? Lord, bless me indeed. He was in pain. And he, in his pain, he said, Lord, bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory. It's in crisis that we can call on the God of increase. It's in crisis that we can call on the God of breakthrough. It's in crisis we can call on the God of more than enough. El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, the God who will provide, the God who sent water out of a rock, who sent manna out of heaven, who sent meat in a raven's mouth for Elijah, a meal in a little widow's jar to feed them for 3.5 years. He's your God. He's the God of increase. He said to me, and I'm passing it on, believe me for increase, not decrease. You can have decrease all on your own. You don't need my help with that. But with me, I will give you increase. I'm holding on to that. 7 areas of your life that God wants to increase you in. By the way, Deuteronomy 1:11 sets the stage when he says, may the Lord God of your fathers increase you 1,000-fold more than you are and bless you just as he has promised you. So blessing and increase is God's idea throughout the Bible. So number one, God wants to increase you in strength. Isaiah 40, verse 29, to those who grow weary and tired, he says he will increase your strength and your power. Number one, he's going to increase your strength and increase your might. You feel weak, you feel weary, he's going to give you strength. The second thing that God wants to increase in our lives is power. It's in Psalm 75, verse 10 in the New Living Translation. For God says, I will break the strength of the wicked, but I will increase the power of the godly. That's Psalm 75, verse 10 in the New Living Translation. I will break the strength of the wicked, but I will increase the power of the godly. In Proverbs 11, 24, in the Message Bible, the world of the generous gets larger and larger. The world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. This is the third thing that God wants to increase in our lives, is he will increase our resources. He will increase our resources and his provision for our lives. You see, the world of the generous, he says, gets larger and larger. The devil says, if you're generous, if you give what you have, you're going to be without it, and so you're going to become less. But God is counter the world's wisdom. God's wisdom is higher. And when you're generous, your life gets better. When you're generous, your life grows. When you're generous, your world gets larger and larger. It's the stingy whose world gets smaller and smaller, not the generous. The world would say, hold on, hold on, hold on to what you have, or you're going to get smaller and smaller, less and less. You know, you never know what times are going to come. Bad times are going to come. That's why we need to understand how to thrive in any time, because the same God who's your God of increase today was the God who increased them 1,000-fold in Deuteronomy. He's the God who increased them in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. He's the God who increases in Luke chapter 2. He's the God who increases in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. He's the God who increases in times of crisis, in times of famine, in times of toughness, in times of difficulty, in times where we don't know where we're going to get our next meal. God is the God of increase. And all she had was a barrel of meal and a jar of oil. Her and her son were going to eat it and die. And Elijah said, no, make a cake for me first and then for yourself. And the barrel of meal never ended for 3.5 years. And the jar of oil never went dry for 3.5 years. That's the God of increase. That's the God who sent you his best when he sent you Jesus and said, he who did not withhold his own son for you, how would he withhold any good thing? Well, to think that God is stingy is the greatest insult. It's the greatest affront towards God, the greatest misconception. The fourth thing God wants to increase you in is the knowledge of God. In Colossians 1:10, it says, and you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. And that word knowledge is the precise and correct knowledge of God. God wants to increase us in our knowledge of God. He wants us to have an accurate understanding of how much he loves you, how good he is, how faithful he is, how patient he is, how abundant he is, how caring he is. God wants to increase you in accurate, precise, and correct knowledge of him. Number five, God wants to increase you in the love of God. In 1 Thessalonians 3:12, it says, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love, one for another and for all people, just as we do for you. God, I'm praying this for us, that God would cause us to increase and abound in love for one another and for all people, But you see, it starts with the church. It starts at home. It starts in the family and in the family of God. And then all people. I love that verse. I love that verse. And number six, God wants to increase you in seeing souls saved. Wow. That's so important. That's so, man, every Wednesday, every Sunday, we're having an invitation for salvation. And you have an opportunity to take people to our website. You can click on lifechangeschurch.com/salvation. And that'll take you to our salvation page. And you can send that all over the world to your loved ones, to your family members. But God wants to increase us in souls saved. Acts chapter 6, verse 7. And the word of God kept on spreading, and the number of the disciples continued to increase greatly in Jerusalem. And a great many of the priests were becoming obedient to the faith. Even the religious people were getting saved because of the God of increase. Even the religious people were giving up their religion and coming to Jesus, the real Jesus. God wants to increase us in souls saved. As the word keeps on spreading, the number of disciples is going to continue to increase greatly. I'm so excited about that. I cannot tell you how thrilled I am. The word of God has to spread so increase can spread. An increase of souls, an increase of disciples, an increase of people coming to Jesus. And then number seven, God wants to increase the church. He wants to increase the church. He wants the church to grow in its size, not in a building, but he wants the church to grow in its size of people and members and disciples and in its impact and in its influence. Nothing's brought me more joy lately than helping other churches. In the last few weeks, we've been giving to, you know, to smaller churches that are struggling more, that are in more remote parts of the world, whether it's in Peru, whether it's in India, whether it's in some of the churches that got hit the hardest, and the people that got hit the hardest in Italy and in Turkey and in Spain. Spain is really has probably the worst per million people. It's got hit more per million than any other nation. And so we want to help people there. And our little church in India, our partner church there with 30 people. The membership is 30 people, but the impact that they had just in the last few days, they took food that you helped provide through this church, and 80 families were fed. 30 members in the church and almost three times as many families were fed and provided for by you and by this church. It's really amazing and an incredible feeling, and I want you to feel that. I want you to feel what I feel. Like, we're giving. These are the seven areas now that God wants to increase in your life. And I'm going to pray for this increase in your life. And I want to show you how God does it. And I want to quickly take you to one more passage of scripture. The book of Ruth, chapter 2, verse 16 of Ruth, chapter 2. Boaz says, "And you shall purposely pull out for her." She worked all day and night. But Boaz says, "You shall purposely pull out for her some grain from the bundles and leave it that she may glean, and do not rebuke her." Do you see what I'm seeing in this verse? She gathered in verse 15 like a 10-day supply in one day. She gathered a 10-day supply, an ephah is what it's called here in the Bible. She gathered an ephah. In one day, she got an ephah of barley, which lasted 10 days. And she got it in one day. Now, she worked hard, don't get me wrong. But notice what happened. Boaz, who represents Jesus, he's the owner of the field. He secretly told his staff of reapers, let grain from the bundles fall purposely for her. Let the grain that you guys worked for, put it right in front of her so all she has to do is pick it up. Do the work for her. Oh my God, if you could get a hold of this. Boaz says, while she's out there doing her thing, while you're doing your thing, while you're believing God and while you're going to work and while you're getting your business off the ground and while you're working your Boaz off, okay, Jesus is working for you. Jesus is arranging for increase in your life. Jesus is having his angels arrange for your harvest to be so much more than you could possibly work for, so much more than you could possibly earn, so much more than what you could possibly gather yourself or reap yourself because of the labor that it took all those men to do, and all she had to do was pick it up. And how blessed she was. You are Ruth, and Jesus is Boaz, and he does the same thing for us. He's gonna cause people, he's gonna cause the government, he's gonna cause circumstances in our lives to drop blessings on our way to work, on our way to church, as we're planting our seed, as we're doing what is normal and routine, we're giving our tithe and all of a sudden checks come in the mail. We're going to work, doing our daily job, and all of a sudden increase is coming to you because God wants you to tap in. He wants you to know that while you're serving in his field, while you're trusting him and doing what you know to do, he's gonna make sure angels and people drop purposely, put grain in front of you, bundles of grain, 10 times more than what you could gather yourself. He's the God of increase. Well, let me go through it real quick, rapid fire with you. 7 things God wants to increase. God wants to increase your strength, as you heard today. God wants to increase power in your life. He wants to increase provision and generosity in your life. He wants to increase you in the knowledge, the true knowledge of him. He wants to increase you in the love of God. He wants to increase you in seeing souls saved. And he wants to increase the church and our reach to the world. Now, in a few minutes, I want to pray for you to experience increase in all these 7 areas of your life. And it's happening. We are praying and we are seeing things change. We're speaking to mountains and they're moving. We're sowing and harvests are coming. We're preaching and souls are being saved. Every day, people around the globe are connecting with me and with this ministry. And I want to invite you to join me in the harvest time, season of increase. This is our season of increase, just as God promised, as we reach around the globe with God's beautiful love. But first, I want to thank you for allowing me to come into your life and into your world today. It really is an honor for me to share God's word with you. And you know, each week we only have a few precious moments together, and I think it would be great to connect with you on a deeper level. Plus, if you want to better understand these 7 ways to increase in your life, don't go anywhere. My announcer is going to tell you more, and I'm going to be right back to pray for your increase. Check this out.
Gregory Dickow wants to send you today's teaching in its entirety, along with his powerful 2-CD series called The Outrageous Generosity of God. This inspiring and foundational series will show you how to increase your faith in God's outrageous goodness and generosity. You will learn how God has chosen gladly to give you his kingdom so you can receive love, love, and more love all the days of your life. Plus, as a very special bonus for calling today, we'll rush Gregory Dickow's 30-day devotional, 30 Days of Blessing. Just ask for offer 802A. And with your extraordinary gift of $100 or more today, you will receive everything you see on the screen. Today's teaching, the Outrageous Generosity of God series, and the 30 Days of Blessing devotional. Plus, you will also receive Gregory Dickow's powerful CD, Freely Receive, and Gregory Dickow's inspiring book, How to Fulfill God's Purpose for Your Life. just ask for offer 802B. Don't wait. Call the number on your screen now.
Well, I want to inspire you today to do something in the next few moments that will change somebody's eternity. How? Because our love is expressed as we share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this ministry is reaching more and more people every day. People are hungry for God's love and for His healing and salvation. And we're preaching the gospel of love and God's grace in 6 different languages. And so with your gift today, I'm able to continue reaching these precious souls and populate heaven in Jesus' name. That's why I need your urgent help today. That's why I'm asking for your help today, your partnership today. I want you to get the gift that I have for you, and I want you to consider a gift today as well. Let me get this teaching to you as well. Expect increase, everything you heard today, and so much more. It's really going to change your life. I got some extra special gifts with those as well, with that as well. Let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for every person. You have spoken prophetically that this is the days of increase, that you would increase us to believe you for increase. So Lord, I believe for my brother's increase. I believe for my sister right now, her increase. I believe for this family's increase. I believe for increase of family salvations, for increase in their finances, an increase of peace, an increase of wisdom. Lord, I just speak increase, increase, increase in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, listen, I don't want you to miss next time we're on together. Tell your friends, invite them over for a watch party. And listen, if you don't have a church home, join me through our global online church community. You can find it on gregorydickow.com. And you can also connect with me on Facebook and Instagram. I'll be there and I'll do my very best to personally respond to each and every one of you as you reach out. Don't miss our next broadcast. DVR it so you never have to miss any of them. And I can't wait to see you then. God bless.